Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, welcome to, yes, indeed, your late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Whoo! Rushed on home in traffic as fast as I could. And judging by the picture probably all of you saw, it didn't go very quick. It's the 4th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. So, BT customers yesterday, did you try getting online and thinking, what in the hell has happened? Well, BT has let us all know what happened. It was a router problem. Yeah, a faulty router. That's what knocked its entire network offline yesterday. Now, of course, BT apologized for the failure on their part yesterday, and it all started around 2 p.m., affecting portions of London, Birmingham, Sheffield, Glasgow, and then it just all went downhill from there. Today, however, though, BT is confident that the services have been fully restored following that big ol' outage. Faulty router. Any bets they just went in there and said, oh crap, just turn it off, wait 15 seconds, turn it back on again. Well, a little bit of Apple news now, of course. This one actually isn't rumor news. This is actually something that actually happened. You remember those people that created that Mac firmware virus? Yeah, Apple decided, I hire those people. Yes, Corey Kellenberg and his other partner's name, I just don't even want to go there and try to pronounce it, have both been hired at a low security level, of course, to look into Apple's dirty side. Yes, the dirty code side. Believe it or not, this actually took place back in November, but it's been all on the down low until now. Now, those who don't remember, yeah, it was actually them that developed that proof-of-concept virus worm, a hybrid called Thunderstrike 2. And although it never really went in the wild, apparently it was enough for Apple to go, you guys might be onto something. Let's just hire them. Well, we talked about it yesterday, and yes, it is in fact true. Microsoft has officially acquired SwiftKey. But Microsoft is stressing that the apps will continue to be available on Android and iOS. They aren't stressing how long for, though. And as for the amount that Microsoft paid, well, we heard $250 million yesterday. Today, it's an undisclosed fee, which probably means it was $250 million or maybe more. In any case, congratulations, SwiftKey, on your bank account taking a big old buttload of money. As for SwiftKey users, yep, this sucks. 360-degree videos. You've tried out those things, you know, some have been on Facebook, some have been on YouTube. They're kind of fun, aren't they? Usually they're not really much important things going on, but, you know, it's fun to move your phone around and, you know, do all those sort of things. YouTube, however, though, wants to take it one step further and do live streaming 360-degree videos. That could be interesting. According to BuzzFeed, YouTube is actually talking to the manufacturers of the 360-degree cameras as we speak. Now, yes, it's true, some camera makers already currently stream 360-degree video, but YouTube is looking to develop a way for anyone to do it on a global scale. Hopefully YouTube, Google, whoever it is, can talk to those 360-degree camera manufacturers and say, hey, let's bring the cost down so we can get this sort of platform up and running. Because that's going to be the only way it's going to happen. And finally, there's a phrase going around, and, you know, well, let's just face it, it's been going around for a long time. Netflix and chill. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Go home, switch on Netflix, and chill out. Usually in your underwear. Oh, sorry, is that just me? Well, in any case, somebody has taken this Netflix and chill and put it on steroids. Introducing the new Netflix and chill theme department in New York City. Yes, you can Netflix and chill in this Netflix theme apartment for $400 a night? Are you freaking kidding me? All right, so what are you going to get for $400 a night? Well, you can get a bed draped with a Netflix branded blanket. Okay. Two Netflix pillows. Whoa, I don't even get four pillows? You're also going to get a refrigerator right next to the bed so you don't even have to get up. Oh, ain't that nice? Now, they're saying as an added bonus, you're also going to have roof access so you can see the beautiful views of downtown Manhattan. Well, what the hell was the point of Netflix and chilling if I'm up on the roof? Hey, can't knock them if they're making money off of it. Let capitalism work for them. Personally, though, I don't have a problem just paying $10 a month for Netflix, sitting at home in my underwear on my couch, and popping that really crappy microwave popcorn. That's chilling to me. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. And heck, while you're over there checking it out today, get on over to the live page. Because it's Thursday and we got some live shows coming at you today. The Max Show, oh yeah, 7 p.m. UK time tonight. Adam, Doc, Patrice, Gaz, and Chuck will be getting you caught up on the best Apple news that's been happening all week and the rumors too. Followed by that, you're going to have the Big Show. Jeff, Lee, Rich, and Righty will be on the Big Show tonight, tackling all those big tech stories all week long. So maybe you can BTN and chill tonight. Yeah, in your underwear. Max Show, 7 p.m. UK time. Big Show, 9 p.m. UK time. Do not miss it. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. Well, the new show, oh yeah, is going to be back for your Friday edition. You know we are. Looking forward to it too. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I do hope your Thursday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday. Yeah. And thank you very much for listening.